Yud Aleph Siman Pei Beis Halacha Tes, and we're going to Siman Pei Gimel Halacha Beis. So the Kitzur discusses another scenario where a person can't give something to a non-Jew if it's going to be taken out of the courtyard, meaning it's from the private domain to a public domain. And the example that's given here is where a person knows he's giving it to a non-Jew. And the non-Jew is going to, and the person that's giving it to him knows that the non-Jew is going to take it out. Now, if a person is giving it to the non-Jew, first of all, we already mentioned the fact he's giving it to the non-Jew. So then, it looks like you're doing the akira. And in truth, we already mentioned in the Mishnah that that's not necessarily true. He's not transient. He's not moving. So really, he's the one that's being akira. Okay, but even according to Kizur Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to give it to the non-Jew if you're not telling him. And he has the option to be able to eat it, let's say it's food item, to be able to enjoy it there. Not necessarily mean to say that it's not clear that he's going to take it out. However, if he doesn't have any permission to eat it, let's say in your house, or that there's so much that it's so clear you just loaded him up with 25 pieces of cake, so that's a problem. One would not be able to do so because then it looks like you're asking him, you're giving it to him in order to take it out, and you're not allowed to do that. The next case is walking in public domains. So public domains can include, again, even a kamlis where there's no eruv. So the halacha is a woman is allowed to walk her little child as long as she's doing what's called medadada. What's medadada mean? It means that there's 1 foot always that's going down. She's not dragging him. If she's dragging him, it's considered like she's picking it up and picking him up, and then it's a problem. I get the shahs a lot of times, someone that goes to flappers, they don't want to rely on the Erev because the Moshe didn't allow the Erev. So the best thing, obviously, is if a person has a non-Jew. If they have a non-Jew, so then Tzorech Mitzvah, you're allowed to have the non-Jew take the child, especially if the child is old enough that he could technically walk by himself. But he has a misconception that the Kitzur calls out on. And that is that there's a misconception that if a child is able to walk by himself, so then it's called as a concept called Chayin Loises Atzmei, which means someone that's alive is carrying himself, right? Someone that's alive is lighter than someone that's dead. So there's a concept of Chayin Loises Atzmei. So the Kitzur points out that that's only true regarding the Chiyuv Chatas. It means he's not over the biblical obligation. He won't have to bring a korban if the Beis HaMikdash was around. But there's still a Nisa Darabana to do so. And he says many people make a mistake. And this is true even with a kamlis, even though it's a shvus to shvus. And he says that people should know, should be warned about it. So I think the Mishnah Berurah says that this is something that if you know that people are not going to listen, it's best not to tell them. But that is the halacha. Now, there's another case. We have a brook. You have this a lot of times, let's say in Muncie, people have it through the backyard. Let's say you have a brook. So it's coming from the outside. Let's say you don't have any air going into your field and then going out. You're not allowed to take from the water that's passing through. Now, the Kitzur doesn't discuss dimensions. And the Mishnah Berurah already discusses dimensions. If it's going to be, has to be that. That means it has to be 4 tfachim wide and 10 tfachim deep. So it's it's just by itself. But in general, if according to the Kishon Aruch, you should be careful not to take the water from this brook or whatever it is, because that water is coming from the outside, and therefore you're technically not taking from an area from water that really is from outside of the rishus. Another example is a person is not allowed to stand in the private domain and urinate or spit into public domains or even kamelis, and the same thing in the opposite direction. A person should also not walk 4 amas in the Rishus HaRabim, or even in the Karmelis, it means in the regular place where there's no Erev, or from one domain to the next, and he has spit in their mouth. That means to say that, and this is very interesting, the concept of, let's say you have stuff in your mouth. Certainly, I saw the Piskachuv discusses, if you have gum and candy, then of course you're not allowed to do so. But I saw the Shlomo Zalman Aleinu says, you don't have to go crazy with different crumbs and or different things that you know you just ate. So brushing your teeth and flossing is perhaps midas chassidus, but certainly not obligatory. And next case is also similar. A person has what's called wastes. You'll have to pull waste in your backyard. If the backyard has a dimensions of 4 amas by 4 amas, which is basically 36 feet squared. The idea is that the wastes that a person uses on an average throughout the day, if he pours that out, that amount will be absorbed in this area. The idea is that even though it's going to end up going into Shusarabim, that means it's going to go outside your courtyard into the public domain. A, it's not directly going in, and B, the potential of being absorbed is already enough to take away the prohibition. And now we start the new siman called Siman Pegimel, which is the laws of Karfaf. Karfaf is a very fascinating topic. And we don't realize that sometimes how often this could be. People have large yards, but the yards are really closed off, not for the sake of necessarily what we call living purposes. So sometimes even have these parks. And the question becomes not just whether you're allowed to carry in these areas, but whether it actually is problematic in regarding to making an eruv. What they do actually in Muncie is they make an eruv to close off these areas, which are declared as karfaf. Again, so what does karfaf mean? Karfaf, so the kitzur discusses this concept. He says like this, anytime you enclose an area, so you're making and you're closing an area for the purpose of living purposes, so then there's no problem. It's considered shusayachid as long as you have the dimensions of the walls, tetzbachim high, that's beautiful. But whenever you have a surrounding area, you have an area that's closed up, but it's not mukaf ledira. It's not for living purposes. That's also needs to be a little bit defined. But generally speaking, you have your living needs and really things that are like a regular porch. So regular porches, you could call that already. You have your barbecue, everything else. But stama, a big, large field. So long as that area is going to be what's the size of the Mishkan becomes the prototype, that the paradigm example of a reshus, which is interesting, of an enclosed area. So if it's the size of the Mishkan and larger, if it's not surrounded for the purpose of living, it becomes a problem on Shabbos because then it really looks more like the Shus HaRabim. So I think maybe the idea of the Mishkan was because that was considered at the end of their private domain. It's Hashem's house, so to speak. So So in any case, what was the size of the Mishkan? If you recall, it was 50 by 100 amas. It's a large, the actual dimensions create what's called the base sasayim. So that's an area. Now, as the kitzur spells out, the base sasayim, the chatzar mishkan, the courtyard of the mishkan is 100 amas length by 50 amas width. So if you square that, so that comes out to 5,000 amas, which comes out to 75,000 feet. It comes out to 12,500 square feet, which is around roughly a quarter of an acre. So to simplify things, you have a backyard in an area where there's no air, and that backyard is larger than the area of this karfif, which basically is larger than a quarter of an acre. That would already be a question whether you're allowed to carry in this area. The kids also mentioned that something of the he was speaking about squaring it off. So it's usually dealing with the square. If something is longer, twice the size of the width, it could be a question if it's less than that, according to the kids of the Mishnah Berurah argues on that. And I think that's enough for today. Have a beautiful day.